It's always a personal privilege to join with you for this moment of meditation on God's Word and then prayer together every day. As we are walking with Israel through their wandering in the wilderness, somewhere between slavery and destiny, they were freed from their slavery. They had not yet come to the land God promised. That in-between time is very much like our lives right now. We've been delivered in Christ from our slavery to sin. We belong to Him, but we haven't yet reached our destination of heaven. And so we too are walking through, and we experience spiritual hunger just as Israel experienced physical hunger. We looked at that yesterday and how Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Now in chapter 17, the next chapter of Exodus, they get thirsty out there in the wilderness. And verse 1, the whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. And they camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses. Oh, here it comes again. They quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. And Moses replied, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test? Now, Paul in 1 Corinthians 10 in the New Testament will say, these were written for our instruction. These stories right here were written for our instruction. He even talks about how they grumbled and they tested the Lord. How do you test God? By daring Him to do things that will condition your allegiance to God on your terms rather than God's terms. And by just refusing to trust Him when He's proven Himself over and over. Here again, rather than trusting God, like, Lord, you're providing bread every day for us supernaturally. Why can't we trust you for water too? No, they're just grumbling. They're blaming. They're blaming their pastor. They're blaming their leaders. They're quarreling with Moses. They're falling into this victim thing. Somebody said, you know, it was much easier for God to get Israel out of slavery than to get that spirit of slavery out of Israel. As soon as they had a need, they just became the victims. Why is God trying to kill us out here? Moses, why are you trying to kill us out here? And so these things are written for our warnings, Paul tells us. And we don't want to keep defaulting to the... Whenever God doesn't seem to come through like we want Him to, you know, this grumbling and this complaining is not the spirit of faith. It's not the spirit of trusting the Lord. This grumbling is a spirit of testing the Lord in a way we're not supposed to do it. Well, the Lord answered Moses, verse 5, go out in front of the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will stand there before you by the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it for the people to drink. And so Moses strikes that rock with his rod and water comes out of the rock. And these hundreds of thousands of people have what they will need to drink. And God responds to their grumbling with graciousness. But this too was a picture. Coming back to 1 Corinthians 10, where Paul said these things were written for our warning and for our instruction. He starts that chapter in verse 3 by saying they all ate the same spiritual food. This was Israel in the wilderness. And that food was the manna. And they drank the same spiritual drink. For why? They drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. And Christ, when He hung on the cross, He was stricken by God. And out of Him, therefore, to us, flows resurrection life, flows the water of life Himself. Later, Moses would disobey God, where God said, now just speak to the rock. This is years later, and water will come out. But he struck the rock again, and God's judgment was on Moses. He couldn't enter the promised land. Why? Because the first time he struck the rock, right here in Exodus 17, was a picture of Christ being struck for us, so that out of Him would come rivers of living water. Jesus said, if you believe in Me, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water, speaking of the Holy Spirit, speaking of His resurrection life. Christ didn't need to be struck a second time, like Moses later struck the rock again, rather than just speaking to it in obedience to God. Jesus was struck once and for all, so that out of Him could come spiritual drink. And this water of life, Jesus said to the woman at the well in Samaria in John 4, He said, if you take of the water I will give you, you will never thirst again. And may God's Spirit just fill our lives. Jesus has been struck. He's the rock that's been struck, so that in the most desolate, in the most dehydrating spiritual circumstances that we would be in, waters of life would flow to us. So, Father, I pray that waters of life will flow to every one of us today. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. My God, we pray, Lord, where we're just dry and feel empty and thirsty just because of life circumstances, we pray that the power of your Holy Spirit will stir within us today. Some of us need courage today. Some of us need refreshing and revival today. Some of us, Lord, just need a new encounter with you. But we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that comes our way because Christ was struck at the cross. And now in resurrection life, he lives forever to pour upon us the waters of life. We thank you for this. We receive the power of your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.